Johnny Bryant, Mr. Utah Jazz.
How you guys doing? It's only one legend. That's Josh Grant.
Well, you were out there with all the other. This was a nice thing that the coach put together tonight, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's great. To be back up here on campus, to see the new team and see familiar faces, that you played with and, watch play. It's a great opportunity just to come back, and really just have a moment with each other, just because everybody's kind of all spread out and doing their own thing. So, you bring back memories, you talk about different experiences. Speaking of which, talking to Lawrence Bohr, after our nights were running, we actually ran 17s and 22s for another 30 minutes. So,
nice.
You have good memories, and you also have those bad ones that you kind of flush down the drain.
And making yourself a part of the program, you're local, so it's a lot easier for you to do. But how important is it for this program to keep the guys who used to play here still involved?
It's extremely important, just to have that, brotherhood. To where you can look at someone and be like, hey, I'm from California, you're from California, this is what my experience was like. You look at DeLon Wright, he went to my junior college. So anytime you can see people from your area, it's like, okay, it's a familiar face. And guys, when they come in, they have a familiarity and a comfort level, just to something new.
They've changed the teams up a little bit here in the second half. Jace Johnson now on the red team. Parker Van Dyke's moved over to the white team. Tyler Rawson and Devin Daniels have also moved over to the white team. They're doing a little bit of what you do, Johnny. You've been big at player development, skill development with the Utah Jazz. I think they're doing a lot of that with these guys. A lot more teaching this year. It's a younger team, not as veteran a team.
Yeah, absolutely. I had a great opportunity to, watch Coach K and Tommy Connor and his staff and the staff when they first got here. And, it allowed them to develop as players, the guys that are here now. And then also, the guys that have come here, that came through this program. And, that's really how they had their success, in my opinion. And especially with a young group, you have to develop, you have to teach. And, the great thing is you don't really have the one-and-done guys that, come in. You actually can see them from freshman year to senior year. The next thing you have a Sweet 16 team or, a Pac-12, contender for a championship.
Well, with these facilities, why would anyone ever want to leave?
Man, this is incredible.
How's that building, by the way?
It's unbelievable. I mean,
would you have ever left? Would you even have gone to class?
Yes, I would have went to class.
Of course you would have gone to class.
Because I wanted to play.
Yeah, that's right.
We had class check. But, with the facilities here, it's unbelievable. It's a situation where you have no choice but to get better. If you can't get here in the Huntsman, obviously you have the practice facility. For us, I know it was tough for us to get in the gym. We had the hyper, but, now you just go in anytime you want and you can improve your game.
Well, it's a lot like what you guys have on the NBA level, the Zions Bank Basketball Center. Now they've got, I would hazard a guess that there aren't many pro and college facilities that are better in any city in America than what the Jazz and the Utes have right now.
I would say right now the Utah Utes facility is a lot better than ours. as you guys know, they're going to do renovations and so forth. And, we came up here to take a look at, what they did. And, it's very special and unique with what they have up here. And I wish I had it, but, once you leave, all the good stuff comes.
Lorenzo Bonham gets his first bucket on a blow-by on the left side, 42-21. They should have just reset the score, too, because they've reset the jerseys, red team and white team. Who's caught your eye out here tonight, Johnny, as you've watched some of these guys?
Lorenzo. I really like his game. I watched him a little bit last season. Really like this young man right here.
Cedric Bearfield.
Yeah, Cedric. He's aggressive attacking the paint. He make plays for other. Obviously I have a soft spot for Parker. He was one of the first kids I ever started training. To see the development, see how big he is. When I met him, he was in eighth grade.
His arms are a little bigger, aren't they?
Yeah,
he's like a little Hulk.
Yeah, he's bigger than me, too.
Cracks
so,
me up.
To see the mid-range pull up and drive him to the rim, it's good to see him out there.
Johnny Bryant once trained my son for about a year, too.
Yeah.
It worked out so well, he's no longer playing basketball. But that's because Johnny quit training. He got a real job, and he couldn't keep training anymore. But, Yeah, these kids have done some good stuff. Kuzma's a guy that's going to be leaned pretty heavily on this year.
Oh, absolutely. You know, he's a veteran guy to the group. You know, so he'll have to do a lot of more things than just score, you know, lead the guys. And, you know, he's been there before. You know, he's been in tournament games, and, you know, he knows what it takes to win, especially with a new group. I believe, what, it's 10 guys that haven't, you know, played. And, you know, when the lights are on and you're playing on the road, and, you know, you need a guy like Kuz that can settle him down, just because he's been there before.
And a nice little runner there from Parker Van Dyke. I'm sure he learned that from Johnny Bryant back in the day. 44-25, the red team leading here. And we've got some new faces out there. Jace Johnson, a big guy that's working on some skill set. And of course, this young man right here that just ran by us, Devin Daniels, had a nice alley-oop at the end of the first half. Coach, I think, really made a real conscious effort in recruiting this year to get a little bit more athletic out on the wings, which, you know, in the Pac-12 you absolutely need.
Absolutely. You know, it's another level in the Pac-12. You know, just the size and length, the athleticism, and you need it to compete. And, you know, Coach K has done a great job, unbelievable job, he and his staff, of recruiting players to this conference. And also on top of that, you know, like we talked about before, is just developing them. So, you know, he's done a great job, and, you know, he has players from all over the world.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, that's a credit to him, and, you know, just thinking outside the box and trying to be as creative as possible to continue, you know, this program and trend it in the right direction.
Johnny Bryant sitting in with Bill Riley, Brian Swinney, Josh Grant. Red and white game here tonight, night with the running Utes. You guys are only a couple of weeks away, not even a couple of weeks,
couple
like
weeks.
10 days away
yeah,
from the start of your season. Are you going to get anybody back?
Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully, you know, we're a little banged up right now, but, you know, it's part of it, right? You know, we just got to continue to, you know, continue to work hard, and it also gives other guys opportunities to come in and play. But, you know, we open up next Tuesday night, I believe.
You do, at home against the Lakers, right?
No,
next week.
And we're on the road in Portland.
Then you come back home the next night against the Lakers.
Yep. So it's here. Your last preseason game is tomorrow, and we'll be right at it. The games start counting.
I'll tell you what, I watched some bits and pieces of the preseason. The one thing that's very evident, and I know you missed it last year, the one thing where you guys struggled was the bench last year. You guys really strengthened that bench in the offseason.
Yeah. You know, the additions to, you know, just Joe Johnson and Boris Diaw and George Hill, that alone has been great for us. Just the veteran leadership. You know, those guys, I don't know how many playoff games combined they've had, but
more than the entire roster had a year ago.
Yeah, I'm sure. So, you know, just to have that, you know, common presence for our group has been great. And, you know, it should be an exciting year for us.
Parker Van Dyke, corner three up, missing, rebound Dave Collette. JB, it's good seeing you.
Good seeing you guys, too.
I don't want to keep you too long. I probably want to get home with the family, see the kiddos before you put them to bed, right?
Yeah, and, you know, get ready for the game tomorrow and, you know, see what else. See what we have. Another day to get better, right?
Well, we better see you out here to a few games when you have a night off this year.
It'd be tough. You got to talk to my wife about that. I had to beg her to come up here. So, you know, I'll do the best I can. Obviously, I'll watch the games on TV, you know, but, you know, it's tough during the season with scouting reports and you're gone, you know, 5-6 days. And I tell her to come watch more basketball. She'll look at me crazy.
She should.
That's Johnny Bryant.
She should.
Good seeing you, man.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Johnny Bryant with us here on the broadcast tonight.